Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We dedicate this day to you. Thank you, Lord, that we are your workmanship made in Christ Jesus and put back into Christ Jesus for the good works that's laid out for us. Your will be done, your kingdom come in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Good greetings, beloved. Our readings is Galatians, and it's Galatians chapter 2, and we're reading from verse 11 to 16.
But when Cephas, that's Peter, came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face, because he stood condemned. For before certain men came from James, he was eating with the Gentiles. But when they came, he drew back and separated himself, fearing the circumcision party. And the rest of the Jews acted hypocritically along with him, so that even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy. But when I saw their conduct was not in step with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas before them all, if you, though a Jew, live like a Gentile and not like a Jew, how can you force the Gentiles to live like Jews? We ourselves are Jews by birth, and not Gentile sinners. Yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ, and not by the works of the law, because by works of the law, no one will be justified.
Hallelujah. So the truth of the gospel is God has united Jew and Gentile in Christ Jesus. One died for all. And we've all got access now through the Holy Spirit to the family, to the blessings of God's heart and goodness towards us. And it's all by faith. And it's the faith of God that moves us. I had a laugh this morning because I just thought about Peter, because I know when walking with the Lord, there was a number of times that he was both the one that was said hallelujah, you know, he's excellent, he's right, and then but after that, get behind me, Satan. I think specifically there where they told to look to, you know, who do you say that I am? And then they look at Jesus, and then Peter says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then Jesus says to him, flesh and blood has not told you that, but my Father who is in heaven. So it's a recommendation. And then just a bit later in that, no, you won't go die. I won't allow you to. And then he looks around, he says, get behind me, Satan, for your thoughts are not the thoughts of God, but the thoughts of man. So Peter, I think he can boast to be the apostle that you can learn the wrong things from him and the right things. And I know, I mean, his life was totally committed. And I just went through a bit of foolishness here. And it was causing the other Christians to also fall away, even Barnabas. And so Paul had to address it and just bring them back to their senses, back to the spirit. Yeah, that, we have been set apart by God to win mankind. He who knew no sin became sin so that we can be the righteousness of God. We can be the ambassadors to win people, not to separate people, not to go fall back into our religious customs or religion, our traditions, but we're there to stay in faith, stay in tune with God. We look to him, we get saved, we receive the Spirit, we are in the kingdom, and now we are looking to the Lord as our shepherd day by day. So we don't do our own thing. We can see here as well, there's condemnation when you do your own thing. It says that he was condemned. And then we think, oh, no, but the Bible says there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. When you are in Christ Jesus, you're in Christ Jesus, and you're also listening to Christ Jesus. But if you're not listening to Christ Jesus and you're falling back in the law, or you're looking to others and doing the wrong things that they do, that's it. You don't look to others. You don't even look to yourself. You look to the Lord. And then the Lord directs our steps. And then There's no condemnation because you're in Christ Jesus and you've been led by the Spirit. So, and it's not a time to have a big pity party neither. You just make a mistake. Sorry, guys, that was wrong. And like Peter, you can be example of what not to do and then also be example of what to do, how to repent and then what to do. So just stay on the highway of holiness. You've been called out of this world to into the kingdom where we've got the angels, you've got the Father, you've got the Son, Hebrews 11, 22 onwards. And that's who you listen to and that's what you walk with. And then you are a beautiful fragrance. You are light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. So stay in Christ, stay in the Spirit, and don't fall back and into any of the deception. You look to Jesus at all times. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed.
Thank you, Lord, for helping us with that. When we hear your voice saying, this is the way you should go, that we will not harden our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.